So we're really pleased to welcome Lauren Mancini from Promises for Purple to chat with us about this year's virtual walk to benefit pancreatic cancer research. Hey, Lauren, nice to see you.
Hey, Joe, how's it going? Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Unfortunately, it has to be remotely, both for our interview and also for the walk this year, right?
Yeah, a little change of pace for a lot of different areas of our life. But I know I always enjoyed going into the QATV television studio and seeing you there, but we have our nice offices here and really appreciate you spending the time to meet with me. So yeah, this year's walk is also virtual, but it opens a lot of new opportunities for us, which is really exciting, and still gives people the opportunity to go ahead and walk with their family members and stay healthy while doing so, but also spread awareness for Promises for Purple and pancreatic cancer research.
Right. If you could, we'll, you know, get a little history lesson for folks who might not be aware of what Promises for Purple is and how it got started, and really the founding force behind it in Claire Molo.
Sure. Yeah. So I represent a small committee of my family members, really. Promises for Purple was started by my great aunt, Claire Molo, back in 2010. And she unfortunately was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And she was treated at Dana-Farber here in Boston. Wonderful team, and she just wanted to do something. She was inspired and founding that a lot of people were diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but there wasn't a lot of research being done, not a lot of treatment out there. So she really just took that energy of negative news and turned it into a positive outcome to really try to get people together, raise funds, raise awareness, all in support of Dr. Brian Wolpin at Dana-Farber in Boston. So all of the funds raised have gone to their team over at Dana-Farber and have just been a wonderful team to support and work with. To year, we've raised $225,000, which is amazing. This will be our 9th annual walk. So next year is exciting for number 10, but we got to creep up there eventually. So this year's number 9. And Claire, unfortunately, did pass away. She was with us for 4 years, which is incredible. I'm so sorry, Jill. Let me just plug in my computer real quick. But if you wouldn't mind maybe just sharing the flyer and then talking about some of the experience that you've had with Promises for Purple. And I will just step right away and just charge this real quick. Thank you.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I had the great pleasure to meet Claire on several occasions because she reached out to me. You know, it's kind of a one-woman rallying band, if you will, really, for this cause. And she was so passionate about it, so energetic. And also quite a driving force. You know, she really put herself out there to promote this and to raise awareness, as you said, and I think it's done a tremendous job. And for folks who might be wondering why purple, Promises for Purple. Purple is the color of pancreatic cancer research. And since Promises for Purple was founded, as you mentioned, over $225,000 has been raised. Dr. Wolpin, I know, has come. I believe he's come to every single walk that's been held for this event. He and his team too, from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So that I think is a true testament to the importance, you know, of this cause and of this walk, and to how much he values what Claire did and why she did it. So I just think that really makes a tremendous statement.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, you have been with us for years now. So it's always a nice way to get the community together, probably like you mentioned as well. We've had a lot of support from local televisions, local radio stations. We have support of walkers from different teams that we've helped gather and really bring together over the years. So just seeing that community touch has been really wonderful. Of course, now with this new normal, we have kind of expanded in the sense of, yes, it will be a virtual walk, but we also have that opportunity to span ourselves across the country and hopefully internationally. That would be a really cool goal if we had walkers on November 8th that were maybe located in Spain or somewhere else around the world, to really raise awareness worldwide. But for now, we have participants all the way in Washington State, which is amazing. So we are coast to coast this year, which is a first for Promises for Purple. We have some walkers in Arkansas as well. And then it also provides people the ability to raise funds before the walk through their teams by sharing links to their team pages. So, and you can get creative with your walk. You know, if you want to walk on the treadmill, we routinely have had a 5K walk right around Sunset Lake in Braintree. So if you want to just go walk in your neighborhood, if you want to go walk on the beach, if you want to go for a run that day, really kind of spicing up the way that you can just get out there, move your body, walk with community members, maybe within your family if you've been quarantining with them. And just, again, wear your purple, walk in memory of people that you are honoring and just remembering on that day.
Sure. I know that if it were going to be an in-person walk this year, there'd be plenty of purple face masks.
Yes, I know. But, you know, you can still do that with this year as well. So I have my purple hat. I got a fun purple bandana, and we'll just be doing a walk around. I'm going to take a walk with our dog, and he has red hair like me, and I got him a nice purple bandana. So, yeah, you can get creative about it. We're going to be very active on social media, specifically our Facebook page. So that can all be found on our website. You can start a team on our website, and then just post pictures throughout that day of really kind of getting that message and community feel out there just in a virtual sense this year.
Yeah, it's promisesforpurple.org, quite simply, and it's typically a 5K walk, so it's a little 3 miles or so. Now, I know you won't be measuring folks' walks. So fall a little short, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever you can do is just appreciate. Just get out there. And again, we're all going to be walking virtually together on November 8th. So that's the day that you'll really see a lot of that walking activity, the postings on social media, take selfies with your family, maybe have a neighbor take a picture for you. So again, just get creative with it and celebrate this kind of new opportunity that has been challenging for a lot of people, but just kind of have fun with it.
Yeah, Claire would love the fact that it's gone nationwide and international. She'd be over the moon with that.
Oh my gosh, she would be just absolutely amazed. So if we could get, some people in California, some people in Texas, Nebraska, let's see how far we can reach, how many states that we can reach. So we're really excited to see those opportunities grow. Right now, we definitely have 3 states on the menu, if you will. So it'll be cool to just see where that takes off. We still have a month or so to go for people to register. You can register day of the walk, so that's fine as well. And then we also have our silent auction that will be live come October 10th. So if you have gone to the walk before, you know that we have done a silent auction and opportunity drawing. So we will be doing this year just virtually. And again, if you follow our social media pages, you'll see some upcoming announcements, but definitely check it out on October 10th for that launch date. Amazing prizes. We have a North Shore basket. We have signed Red Sox memorabilia. We have airline tickets. We have a chocolate basket. Who doesn't like chocolate? Am I right? So all kinds of things. We have a stay-at-home basket for families, for kids. So a lot of different varieties. We have a nice photographed skyline by a professional photographer of Boston. So really some nice items on there. And that will be, again, launched and shared on our website and Facebook page come October 10th.
Okay, great. And when will the winners be announced for the auction items, Lauren?
Those will be announced on November 8th on the day of the walk.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. I know I've been to all the walks, and I know a big part of it is the teams that participate. They look forward to it every year. Woodward School for Girls, I know, yes, is one, and a lot of other school groups, community groups. Is that still happening? Do you know?
Oh yeah. Yep. We have Mike's Purple Warriors. I think, gosh, they have been with us maybe for 7 years or so. Like I said, this will be our 9th walk. I know in the past we've had Mimi's team. We've had Linda's team. We've had, again, Mike's Purple Warriors. We've had the Norwell High School cheerleaders volunteer their time, build a nice, beautiful balloon arch. So we've had a lot of local volunteers and then just different teams walking, Maureen's team. So we're really hoping to see some of those groups participate this year as well. And a lot of them have signed up, but just really trying to have that as a platform for them to just kind of either grieve together, celebrate together, remember together, and just have that community feel that a lot of people going through this challenge need in order to really feel at peace with a lot of challenges that go through pancreatic cancer.
Yes, yeah, it is a healing process, of, you know, as you mentioned, part of the grieving process too for folks who have experienced it in their families to get together
right.
with that experience. Do you know, will Dr. Wolpin and his family be part of this again this year?
Yes, they will be part of it, and we do have a really special message from him. So it has not been launched yet, but it is a nice virtual message. So Dr. Wolpin and his team come every year, and this year they have an exciting message to share virtually. So that will be posted on the Facebook page and on our website, probably a little closer to the walk, but I think it's always really personable to hear from Dr. Wolpin and his team members themselves, kind of getting a brief update about the research that they're doing at Dana-Farber, and just really hearing that true impact about how not only the community aspect of Promises for Purple has made a difference, but also just the financial funds that do help support pancreatic cancer research. So really hearing some of the scientific updates that they've had. So Dr. Wolpin is the true professional in that field. So we do have a fun message from him to share with folks. So stay tuned for that, probably in the next few weeks or so.
No, I look forward to that. I know that he has really become almost the lead researcher at Dana-Farber for pancreatic cancer, and in part because of events like Promises for Purple. As I've learned, the way it works is that the more that money can be raised for a specific cause, the more larger foundations are willing to give bigger grants to advance research. Yeah.
Exactly. And he does recognize Promises for Purple and a lot of his work that is done. So that's amazing. I think, you know, through some of the larger organizations, more funds are raised, but that doesn't mean that ours aren't accounted for, and they do still support. So really seeing that recognition and then just hearing that message from him and that genuine appreciation. When he does come to the walk, he comes with his family, he comes with his kids. He brings his girls up with him to kind of, again, have that genuine care and feel. So he is a wonderful professional, doctor, human, and we're really grateful to work with him and support him through all of this.
Yeah, and there really have been some advances made over the past few years with this research. I know a lot of work is going into DNA research to mm-hmm. help the body kind of treat itself, if you will. So that's really exciting, I think.
Right. Yeah, definitely taking it to a whole new level. And Dana-Farber in general, they have an amazing team. They're really taking science to the next level. So more to come on the science aspect from Dr. Wolpin, again, probably in the next few weeks or so.
Great. I know, Lauren, typically at the walk, a lot of local businesses, small businesses step up to support you. Is that happening again this year?
Yeah, so we are through the silent auctions. We have a lot of local businesses supporting. I did mention that chocolate basket. It's top of my mind because I'm a true chocolate lover. But that's Hilliard's right in South Shore, Massachusetts, a wonderful arrangement of chocolate. So that's a nice local one. We have an inn in Scituate, Massachusetts. We have some items from North Shore. And then, like I said, the Red Sox Foundation, they have supported us and provided us with a lot of really cool things. I won't give them away, but just know that we have some signed memorabilia from key Red Sox players, which is just, where else are you going to get that? So we really appreciate the local community support and just are so grateful for all that.
Nice, nice. And I think it's important to note, too, that all the donations go to Dana-Farber, to the Pancreatic Research Center. So whatever you give, however small or large you can, be rest assured that that's where it's going.
Right, exactly. And then the other thing that we have that is we've done this in the past, but something I personally look forward to is the Light Boston Purple campaign. So that will be held the 7th and 8th of November, and we have a number of landmark buildings within the skyline of Boston that will be lit purple. So we have the Zakin Bridge lit purple, the TD Garden lit purple. It's kind of a fun scavenger hunt, if you will, to kind of go around and see, okay, is the Prudential Center lit purple? Is the Hyatt Regency building over in Cambridge lit purple? The Rose Kennedy Greenway. So we've had a lot of networking and just kind of getting everyone on board to be lit purple that weekend in honor of pancreatic cancer research and awareness. So for me, that's one of the most powerful things, is just really seeing the skyline of Boston lit up in purple, and just driving under the Zakin Bridge all lit purple, and just really knowing that the community is behind a lot of the people who have been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer research, and just, again, getting that awareness out there. Posting pictures onto social media, any kind of recognition to help celebrate that that community feel of getting the message out there.
Sure. Yeah, I know typically the walk route is lined with either purple ribbons or purple balloons or something like that.
I've seen purple mustaches. And I have also seen purple slippers. So, you know, people get crazy with it. You can just dress up in all the purple that you have. And it's always just a fun way. It's right after Halloween. So maybe you have something left over from Halloween you want to add on. Purple dinosaur. Again, get creative. We'll have all the pictures up on our Facebook page. There will be a Facebook event as well. So just follow along through there and get creative.
Yeah. And typically, I know that you have the huge American flag suspended by the folks from Shaughnessy Crane and the national anthem. So, you know, that I know won't be able to happen this year. But folks should go to the website and look for some photos from past events. And I think it'll be inspiring.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we
should recap one more time, and I will show the flyer here while you talk about what's happening for the 9th annual Promises for Purple Walk for Pancreatic Cancer.
Great. Thank you so much, Joe. And yes, like Joe mentioned, we're excited to have the walk virtually this year on November 8th. All funds raised will be going to Dr. Brian Wolpin's research team at Dana-Farber here in Boston. If you want to start a team, if you want to join a team, if you want to walk as an individual, all of that information can be found on our website, www.promisesforpurple.org. Looks like there's a shorted URL on here, but feel free to walk anywhere. You can run, you can walk on your treadmill, you can take your dog for a walk, walk on the beach, walk in your neighborhood, whatever is out of ease for you and safe given the current situation going on in the world. We just love that we have that local participation and celebration, recognition, and memory of walking for those who have gone through pancreatic cancer, and just really remembering them throughout these times.
Absolutely. And it's, you know what, it's something to look forward to. We all know that being outside and being active is very healthy for us, especially now. And it's great. What better way to social distance than to walk outside for 3 miles?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So the weather is hopefully getting a little cooler. It was fairly hot today, but hopefully the cool fall brisk air will be coming our way. And it's just, yeah, like you said, a refreshing time to get outside and go for a walk.
Sure. Anything else we should touch on, do you think, Lauren?
I think that is good. I really appreciate you having me on QATV again. I know that obviously this year is a little different, but I always really look forward to participating and speaking with you and letting the community know about this annual event that we have. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. We're happy to help. And we hope we can do it in person next year.
Awesome. But yeah, anything else that you need from me? And I know that you have been an in-person help a lot throughout the year. So we are really bummed that you won't be able to be there in person too. And I think it's cool because a lot of the community have gotten to know you over the years too, you know, and really look forward to seeing you up there. They recognize your voice. And so Yeah, that unfortunately won't be able to happen this year, but just to kind of have this connection, I think will still give that homey feel to people, you know.
It really is Claire's legacy, you know, that she brought so many people together. Her spirit lives on. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Right, thanks, bye.